As we've come to know, elections are a target-rich environment for hackers. There were attempted attacks on voting systems in 21 states ahead of the 2016 election, though most were unsuccessful. And there have been attempts aimed at this year's midterms tomorrow. Vermont Secretary of State Jim Condos told WBUR's On Point that in August, there were three attempts to access Vermont's voter database.
The one that raised our attention was the one that said Russian Federation, and we forwarded that on to Department of Homeland Security.
State officials say Massachusetts experienced hacking attempts aimed at online voter resource pages, but here, voter databases themselves are not kept online. This morning, WBUR's Anenjor and Wemeka reports on local companies working to improve and safeguard the election process.
Much of the conversation around election security has been on voting machines, which are notoriously outdated.
You probably recognize the current ones. They're large. They kind of look like trash cans.
Jordan Esten is the CEO of Clear Ballot. The Boston-based company has a different take on voter machines. Its design looks more like a printer with a duffel bag attached to the back that collects your paper ballot.
Then it says, thank you for voting.
And that can be tailored. Counties can.
Esten says these machines take up less storage space, which saves counties money. And they're more secure because the technology can be tweaked more easily.
Where you can continue to innovate and upgrade it as you go without sort of being stuck on technology for 10 plus years.
Clear Ballot's election technology includes the voting machine and audit and support software. It's federally certified and used in 8 states, including Vermont, New York, and Oregon, but not yet Massachusetts. The system scans images of ballots so election officials can view them digitally and double-check votes. But the company doesn't want to go entirely digital. Esten says a paper trail is necessary.
You can't do everything by hand. You can't do everything digitally. It needs to be a mix. We very much believe that technology and innovation, when paired with manual processes and paper, that's the perfect mix that will continue to grow trust in this country.
There's another Boston company that wants to go entirely tech with a smartphone voting app. The company is called Votes, spelled V-O-A-T-Z. Namit Sahani is the co-founder and CEO.
There's always a risk versus reward scenario. The paper process works well for certain people, but then half of the country isn't voting. So if we want more citizens to vote and we can create what we call as a safe enough environment, why not? I mean, we think it's worth giving opportunities to citizens to vote in an easy manner.
Votes was used in 34 small elections and in both Massachusetts state political conventions. It was also used successfully in West Virginia's May primary. Now it will have its biggest test, West Virginia's midterm election. This has prompted criticism and security concerns. Some even call it a horrific idea. Sahani says the criticism is unfounded. He says his app only works with newer smartphones with advanced security features. It uses facial recognition software to verify voters' identity and blockchain technology, a digital ledger to store votes.
We put it out to the community of hackers to test it, give us feedback, and then we go to great lengths to make sure that if you've tampered with your phone or if you're using some malicious applications, then the phone will actually not let you submit a vote.
There's also a paper trail for each vote. Sahani wants mobile voting to be an option for those who can't get to the polls. Right now, he's focused on deployed military and U.S. citizens abroad. But it's not just your actual vote that can go wrong.
So our strategy is to try to suppress as much of the morning vote as we can and then go whole hog in the evening to...
Danielle Wood hatches some scenarios with her colleagues at Boston-based tech company Cyber Reason.
And basically blow up the afternoon elections because there'll be more people trying to vote after work.
It's election day in Nolandia, a fictional mid-sized city in a swing state. These hackers are eager to wreak havoc.
We need to take the traffic system and shut down the traffic system.
Yeah, just turn all lights off.
Oh, turn them off. Oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
A team of local law enforcement officials, including former Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis, calmly tries to respond.
We've got commanders in the field that are setting up command posts. Is there something else that we can be doing at this point in time?
Should we notify the public? So the reverse 911 in the districts and driving through with the PA system.
Cyber Reason wants to show what kind of chaos is possible. The company develops tools to respond to cyber threats, but it's up to cities and towns to react. Sean Maloney is a state trooper assigned to the FBI's Boston office. He participated in the exercise and says cities and towns need more resources.
There needs to be a more robust training regimen among state, local, and federal law enforcement agencies. Right now, there is a response to cyber threats. I think it needs to be expanded and amplified considerably.
The federal government has offered $380 million in grants to states, including Massachusetts, for election security upgrades. But some say it's not nearly enough to deal with the range of attacks that could happen. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zanin Jor, NWAMECA.